Now we'll embark on some news items. There were some sporting moments to tell you about, with City's football club in the news, plus wheelchair tennis success Alfie Hewitt, and also the exploits of a veteran cricketer. But we'll start with Norwich City football stories. Norwich City shareholders voted Mark Attanasio onto the Canaries board. Resolutions were passed at a general meeting at Carrow Road. Under 50 shareholders were in attendance, along with the Canaries' full board of directors, with each motion passing. The club will now finalise the paperwork and confirm exactly what the extent of the Milwaukee Brewers owner's role will be in the coming days. What remains up for debate is whether long-serving director Michael Folger will remain on the board, despite an agreement with Attanasio that will see the American purchase his 15.9% shareholding in the club. The vast majority of City shareholders voted by proxy, with a short question and answer session taking place prior to the voting of resolutions. Resolution 1, around the creation of C-preference shares that would provide a window for Attanasio to potentially invest up to £10 million between now and December the 31st. And Resolution 4, the appointment of the American multimillionaire to the club's board of directors, which now the motion has passed, will be pending EFL ratification.
Norwich City rounded off a momentous day with a 3-2 win over Bristol City, as goals from Timu Pukki, 2, and Josh Sargent secured the Canaries' 6th successive championship win. Canaries fans arrived at Carrow Road, boosted by the announcement that Mark Attanasio had purchased a minority shareholding in the football club, and their support was required during a tense affair in NR1. Pukki opened the scoring when he rounded Dan Bentley and headed home before his deflected effort beat the Robins keeper for 2-0. Tommy Conway's header gave the visitors a lifeline going into the break, but before Attanasio's, fellow American Sargent headed Gabriel Sara's corner home to seemingly make the game comfortable for the hosts. Antoine Semenyo's strike then made it 3-2. And added to the nerves within the stadium. But Dean Smith's charges were able to see the game out. West Bromwich Albion are the next side to visit the Canaries, who will be the favourites as they strengthen their grip on a second spot in the championship.
Alfie Hewitt claimed his third US Open men's singles title at Flushing Meadow, with victory over Shinto Kunieda at Flushing Meadow. The 24-year-old from Cantley had lost two previous finals to Kunieda, but cruised to victory in straight sets with his 6th Grand Slam title. It more than made up for the disappointment of losing the doubles final alongside Gordon Reid. The pair's unbeaten doubles record came to an end after another tense conclusion. Former City College student Hewitt and Reid served for the match when leading Spain's Martin de la Puente and Nicolas Pfeiffer of France 5-4 in the second set, but ultimately the top seeds could not get over the line as de la Puente and Pfeiffer held on for a win. Ben Bartram's debut saw him secure a slice of history on Saturday after winning the inaugural US Open Junior Wheelchair Tennis Championships title. The Sproulston 17-year-old started in 2022 by beating fellow Brit Dunon Ward to win the Junior Masters Boys Singles title in France. And as the two players met again, Bartram claimed 8 of the last 9 games to prevail. A little more than an hour later, Bartram and Ward returned to court as partners, beating Australian Salim Nazer and Ivar van Riet of the Netherlands to seal the boys' doubles title.
A cricketer from Sproulston is closing in on his century as he continues to play the game he loves the most at the age of 90. Rick Critchfield is proving age is no barrier as he heads out to the stumps twice a week for Norwich cricketers in retirement. 2 hernias and a broken collarbone as a result of landing awkwardly during a cricket match in the 1980s have never been enough to stop play for Rick. The all-rounder's passion for cricket was passed on to him by his dad, when he was growing up in northwest London. After moving to the Norwich area in 1964, Rick played for St Andrew's Hospital and Cringleford Lodge, as well as representing Norfolk's over-50s side at the age of 64. Rick then joined Norwich Cricketers in retirement after it was formed in 1983 to give seniors who enjoyed cricket the opportunity to remain active.
A new sports hub and nursery could be built in a growing suburban development if planners back a major vision. Big Sky Developments and Cringleford Parish Council have applied to South Norfolk Council to build the Jubilee Centre as part of the 350-home St Giles Park estate in Newmarket Road, Cringleford. If approved, it will be built on 0.6 hectares and include a sports pavilion and changing facilities and toilets to serve the new sports pitches being provided by Big Sky at St Giles Park. The multi-use hall on the western side of the estate will also include two badminton courts. Alongside the pavilion will be a nursery for up to 30 children. If approved, it's hoped construction can start in early 2023, with the building opening by the end of next year.